So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Kalazvachim Shinizbachu Shalai Lishman Ksherim, Ela Shalai Olu Lebalim Shem Chayva. All karbanis that were slaughtered with the wrong intention, i.e. they were slaughtered not for their own sake, but for the sake of a different carbon. For example, Shinishchat Oyla L'shem Shlamim, a carbon Oyla was slaughtered for the sake of a carbon Shlamim. Ksherim, they're nonetheless valid. And so Rashi explains, Ksherim Lizrig Daman Ulahakte Murein V'lecheles Nachalan, they can continue the processing of this carbon as if it was sacrificed properly. They sprinkle the blood, burn the parts that must be burned on the Mizbeach, and eat the permitted parts. However, their owner has not fulfilled his obligation, as Rashi explains. If he brought this carbon to fulfill an obligation or a vow, he must bring another animal for the sake of the original carbon. The Mishnah cites an exception. Someone slaughtered a carbon Pesach on the afternoon of Yadal Nisan, or a carbon Chatzis at any time, the carbon is possibly invalid. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a carbon Ashram brought at any time Shalei Lishma is also invalid, and he explains his reasoning. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Hachatas ba al chet, v'ashram ba al chet, ma'achatas psula Shalei Lishma, afa Ashram pasul Shalei Lishma. A carbon Ashram is like a carbon Chatas in that it is brought for atonement. Therefore, carbon Ashram is also like a carbon Chatas in that it is invalid if it was Shalei Lishma. The Mishnah cites a third opinion. Yaisi bin Chayni Aymer, Hanishchatn l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Chatas psulim. Any other carbon that is slaughtered Shalei Lishma, specifically for the sake of a carbon Pesach or carbon Chatas, is also invalid. A fourth opinion. Shimon Achi Azaryo Aymer, Shechatan l'shem Gevoyim en Ksherin, l'shem Namech ben psulim. A carbon slaughtered for the sake of another carbon with a higher level of Kedusha is kosher, but if it was slaughtered for the sake of another carbon with a lower level of Kedusha, it is possible. The Mishnah elaborates. Ketzad. Such as a carbon oil was brought for the sake of kachim kalim, a lower level of kedusha such as a carbon shlamim, it is possible. But kachim kalim sheshachtan l'shem kachim kachim ksherin. If kachim kalim such as a carbon shlamim was brought for the sake of kachim kachim, a higher level of kedusha such as a carbon oil, it is kosher. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes habachir v'hamaisar sheshachtan l'shem shlamim ksherin. Shlamim sheshachtan l'shem bachir v'l'shem maisar psulin. If a bechor, a firstborn animal, or meiser, a carbon separated as a tenth of one's flock, was brought for the sake of a shlamim, which is a higher level of kedusha, they're kosher. But if a shlamim was brought for the sake of bechor or meiser, it is possible. The Gemara infers from the Mishnah's first ruling, Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman ksherim, elo shle'ol lebalim shem chayva, lebalim hu delei'ol lishem chayva, avol bekedusha sayu kaimi, v'asu lishnu yibuhu. Although the owner did not fulfill his obligation, the carbon retains its original status and it is forbidden to continue having the wrong intentions during the subsequent avodas. As Rava ruled, Ayla sheshachtel shalei lishma, asur lizrik dama shalei lishma. If a carbon ayla was slaughtered shalei lishma, it is still forbidden to sprinkle its blood shalei lishma. The Gemara cites two possible bases for this ruling. Ibay se misvara, ibay se mikra. It's logical. Just because he performed one avodah incorrectly, should he also perform the rest of the avodahs incorrectly? This is derived from a pasuk. Now, we know that there is a difference between a neder or a nedava of a carbon as follows. If one says, Hare olai carbon, this constitutes a vow to bring a carbon, and he's personally liable for a carbon. And if it was lost, he must bring another animal to fulfill his vow. While if one says harezu carbon, this constitutes a donation of this specific animal as a carbon, and he's not personally liable for this carbon, and if it was lost, he does not have to bring another animal to fulfill his vow. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Hai nedava nederhu. We're referring to a neder. Why does the pasuk also call it a nedava? Therefore, we expound the pasuk as follows. Im kamash nedarta sisa yehe neder, vimloi nedava yehe. If it was brought for its own sake, he fulfills his obligation. But if not, it is considered a nedava, and he must bring another carbon for his neder. Therefore, the Gemara concludes its proof. For nedava mishar l'shnuiba, it's certainly not permissible for a nedava to be slaughtered shalei lishma. The Gemara now cites a contradiction noted by Rava. Our Mishnah ruled, kol hazvachim shenizbechu shalei lishman, and the Gemara infers, taima de shalei lishman, hastama, alunam elabalim shem chayva. If the shechita was not done for another carbon's sake, but merely stama with no specific intention at all, one would even fulfill his obligation with this carbon because stama namikilish mandami. Not having any specific intent is the legal equivalent of having the proper intention. The Gemara proves this inference from a Mishnah on Daf Memvav. Tanakama says, L'shem shishu dvarm hazevach nizbach. Carbon should be brought with six intentions, including L'shem zevach, for the sake of this specific type of carbon. However, B'Yisi says, Af mishlo hayi b'libe l'shem achas mekaleilu kasher. Even if one does not have these intentions, the carbon is kasher because asnu bezn shalei lema l'shmai dema asa lemeima shalei l'shmai. Bezn instituted that one should not explicitly state that he is offering the carbon l'shma, since he might mistakenly state the wrong carbon and it would be shalei l'shma. David Gemara points out, Kaimi bezn umasni milsa de mifsal bay. Bezn would not do so if this would invalidate the carbon. Clearly, stomach kasher. On the other hand, the Mishnah Gittin rules, Kala get shenichtav shalei l'shem ish apasel. A get that was written to be used for another woman, not for this woman, is invalid and cannot be used. Furthermore, another Mishnah rules, Hakaisib tevse gittin. Tzarech sheniach mokam ha'isha, mokam ha'isha, mokam ha'edim ha'mokam ha'zman. A scribe who writes divorce documents in advance to have them available when needed must leave blank the place for the names of the husband, wife, witnesses, and the date. And Rabbi Yehuda Mershmul added, Avtzoch sheniach mokam ha'reat materis l'chal adam. He also cannot write the main text of the get. You are permitted to marry anyone else because stama nami pasul. A get is pasul even if it was not written specifically for another woman. Apparently, regarding carbon, we say stama kasher, but regarding get, we say stama pasul. And the Gemara explains because zvachim bistam lishman imdin. Isha bistam alav legerish naimedis. A carbon is meant to be sacrificed for its own sake, and therefore, even without specific intent, it retains its original designation and is kasher. However, a woman is not meant to be divorced, and therefore, we require specific intent for this woman to validate the get.